This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, another massive winter storm is headed our way starting tonight. It's our third nor'easter in just 2 weeks. Boston is expected to get as much as 18 inches of snow. Some areas along the Cape could expect as much as 2 feet. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for the entire coast of Massachusetts starting at 11 o'clock tonight. Some schools have already canceled. The complete list is at WBUR.org. American Airlines has already suspended all flights into and out of Logan Airport tomorrow. Governor Baker said at a press conference today that the length of this storm is going to be a big challenge.
People talking about 12 to 18 inches over that kind of period of time. You're talking about a ton of snow in a very short window, which creates all kinds of serious issues around safety.
And joining us now from the National Weather Service is meteorologist Kim Buttrick. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
So the storm's expected to begin tonight. Roughly when and what will it look like?
Well, we are expecting snow to break out between 9 and 11 p.m. this evening. Then it will continue overnight and then come down in earnest on Tuesday. In particular, the heaviest amount of snow seems to will be occurring around the time of the morning rush hour for those that are out and about, say between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. That being said, it's still going to snow for the remainder of the day. It's just that 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. window, that's also when we're expecting the strongest winds, both sustained and gusts.
So which areas will be hardest hit?
Right now, we're looking at the south shore of Boston, Plymouth County, down toward the upper Cape of Cape Cod. That's the area where we're expecting the strongest winds. That's where the blizzard warning, or part of the blizzard warning, is in effect. That's also where the heaviest amount of snow is expected, where we could potentially get 2 feet of snow. It could be that heavy, wet, pasty type snow that can bring down tree limbs, trees, power lines. So basically, Plymouth County and the Upper Cape look like it could be the hardest hit based on what we're looking at now.
And how about Boston?
Boston, they're also going to get hit hard, too. I mean, it's a big metropolitan area. Anytime you dump a foot of snow in any big city, it can create major problems. They, too, the city of Boston will have strong winds, both sustained and gust, but not as bad as the South Shore down toward the Cape and Islands. But still, they're going to get impact with the snow and the strong winds.
How do we compare this to last week's storm?
Well, all three of these nor'easters, the one at the beginning of the month that was headlined with the coastal flooding, the second one, March 7th and 8th, which was headlined with that heavy, wet, pasty snow up in northeast Mass, and now this one, they all three had different components of that nor'easter. This one's going to be mainly the snow headline. With some coastal flooding. The one last week, March 7th and 8th, that was the snow was the big story, that heavy, wet snow and the power outages. That was major. And plus that was coming off the heels of that coastal storm at the beginning of the month that caused the inundation with the coastal flooding.
So we shouldn't see as many outages or flooding from this?
We are highlighting an area of high risk for power outages would be the Plymouth County and the Cape and Islands. That's because that is where we are expecting the strongest winds and that potential for that heavier wet snow. And that's a losing combination for power outages.
So you said 5 to 10 a.m. tomorrow will be tough, and it'll start to taper off after that? What are we talking about during the day tomorrow?
No, it'll continue to snow throughout the day, certainly through 8 p.m., sorry, multiple things going on in the background here.
That's okay. So throughout the day until about 8 p.m.?
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about this storm, which is what Governor Baker was saying, is that when you get this amount of snow in a big metropolitan area, you got Boston, you got Providence, you got Worcester, you got Bradley, just the impacts on commerce, all types of travel, rail, sea, aviation, and just regular travel for those of us that have vehicles and the trucks. Just all of commerce gets impacted.
If we do get 2 feet or 18 inches, I mean, at that point, it doesn't really matter. But will it set a snowfall record?
Well, that's a good question. I will look up that in the archives. I'll have that ready for the next interview.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. Kim Butch.
Things going on.
Right.
I did not have that one at my fingertips.
All right. Well, we'll stay safe out there. Kim Butchuk, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We want to talk now about preparedness for tonight's big storm. Forecasters are saying expect blizzard conditions and more than a foot of snow in Boston. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for much of coastal Massachusetts. Some schools, including those in Boston, are already closed tomorrow. A parking ban in Boston goes into effect at 7 p.m. tonight. The exception will be the South End. Some flights into and out of Logan Airport are already suspended. Commuter rail officials say that service will be, quote, extremely reduced tomorrow. Governor Baker today says the real challenge of this storm is timing.
The thing about this particular storm, as it's currently prescribed, is it starts late tonight, maybe even early in the morning, 12 to 1 o'clock, somewhere on the south shore, and just works its way up. And it's going to be peak season for this storm right around the time people are getting out of bed and starting to make decisions about trying to go to work.
Joining us is Chris Bessie with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. He's on the line to tell us more. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So what exactly are we expecting tonight in terms of snowfall?
So the information that we're getting from the National Weather Service has the snow starting, you know, some areas around midnight tonight, but really picking up in the overnight hours and getting quite heavy and treacherous into the morning commute.
We heard about Plymouth and Plymouth County and the tip of the Cape being particularly hard hit. Are those the areas that you are really focusing on right now and perhaps reinforcing?
So there's a couple different impacts that we're watching. So the snow itself, in terms of the amounts, what we're seeing is that the South Shore and into the Cape is expected to be the highest amounts with 18 to 24 inches, but pretty significant snowfall amounts across most of Massachusetts. And the travel conditions are really expected to be bad in coastal areas, when those areas you just mentioned that are under the blizzard warning. That's really low visibility, high winds, and heavy snowfall. So really encouraging people to stay off the roads if they can tomorrow, particularly during the morning and during the height of the storm.
So we did hear that the state commuter rail operator is going to be operating on what it's calling an extremely reduced schedule tomorrow. Advice for commuters, stay off the roads. Anything else?
You know, if you can stay off the roads, if you can work from home, if you can change your schedule to be off the roads during the height of the storm, any of those things help reduce the traffic, or take public transportation if it works with your schedule. Anything we can do to keep people off the roads and let the plows get out there and do their work, we'll get the roads back to normal as quick as possible.
How about outages? What are you expecting?
So what we're hearing from the Weather Service is that generally across the state, the snow is going to be a little bit drier than last week's storm and therefore less of a risk of power outages. But unfortunately for the southeast part of the state and the Cape, the snow is still going to be somewhat wet with strong winds and heavy snow. So well, we are prepared for the potential for some power outages in that part of the state.
And you're expecting tapering off tomorrow night. Is that right?
Yeah, the National Weather Service is telling us that, you know, it could be very late tomorrow night or even into early morning Wednesday for some areas of the state. So it's going to be a pretty long duration event.
Okay. Chris Bessie with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. I'm sure we'll be talking with you again. So thanks so much for being with us.
We will. Thanks for having me. Stay safe.
You too.